Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. I had an episode in mind today, but I woke up to some news that made me change course, and I had been avoiding this topic because it can trigger many, me included, because I've been there several times in my life. I found out this morning that an old coworker that I deployed to Iraq with passed away due to the ultimate self-harm. He apparently struggled with PTSD, substance abuse, and more. He succumbed to the thoughts that he was beyond help. Again, I've been there. I have attempted several times in my life, in fact. The last time, many years ago, I was lucky enough to be hospitalized for it, and I got treatment to aid me. I want to put out there right now to everyone, you matter. This is a driving force for what I do. Way too many people feel like they are less than, that they are totally alone, and that is so not true. It never is. Even when our mind and our emotions tell us that it's the truth, those are lies. There are people out there who want to help, who can help. Yes, it can take some searching, but we have to be the one to actually say, I need help. There is no shame in asking for help. There is no shame in therapy. There is no shame in counseling. There is no shame in medications to help us stabilize the chemicals within our brains. They are tools that saved my life. And I know many lives that have been saved by tools like these. The stigma needs to end. I know what it's like to have medical professionals say, oh, well, your life isn't that bad, or even, I don't believe you. I've had friends and family who couldn't or wouldn't handle the idea of my despair and the thoughts that constantly plagued me to unalive myself, that it would solve everything. But you see, it wouldn't. No one who attempts or even succeeds actually wants their whole life to end. They're just not seeing an end in sight to that pain and misery, and they want that to end. However, it becomes so all-consuming that we begin to identify with those feelings and those thoughts. We get so overwhelmed with this turmoil that it seems like it will be forever, that there's no way out. And we begin to believe that self-harm is the only way to freedom. And even seeing the blessings around us in these moments are almost impossible. When we are in the midst of a storm, all we see is the rain, thunder, and lightning. We don't see the flowers and the sun still around us. They can be in the form of a hug or a smile from a loved one. And our unhealthy brain will convince us that it was out of pity instead of love or happiness. The storm becomes all that we can see. I am channeling energies into this episode to support what I am saying here. So please, please accept them. You are so freaking worthy of all the good things. You are so freaking worthy of all the good things that this life has to offer. You freaking matter. This world would not be the same without you in it. I care. I love you. I am offering a light in the darkness here. Talk to someone. Now, if you're in the United States, you can call or text 988. It is the new lifeline number. If you're in Canada, you can text 45645. I will put these numbers in the description of the episode. Most people assume that their loved ones already know and either don't care or don't understand. This is a reminder that they are not mind readers If we don't talk to them, they won't know or understand. So reach out. Another thing to consider. When I found my path and I started to actually consciously connect with my spiritual team, I learned that I was never alone. Even when I felt like I was, they were always nudging me, trying to get through to me, to inspire me in a whole lot of ways that I didn't even realize that I couldn't recognize. Dreams were a big way for me. Once I started to pay attention to my dreams, I could actually track my good days. And when I was starting to decline again, my dreams would start to turn into nightmares, and it usually preceded my mood shifts. Not causing them, however, they were more like an early warning sign, bringing up situations that needed to be released and healed so I could get back to a more even or a stabilized mood. Another way that they reached out was through music and TV shows. My intuition would pick up on things that I heard, and I would get an emotional response to phrases of hope, help, and relief. They were trying to keep me feeling those things to say, hey, help is out there. We're here to help. Let us. I was just too caught up in my pain to realize these things, and I was still blind to them at the time. Once Poseidon told me that they had been helping me through it all, they had been with me through it all, I broke down. I was already stable and healing at that time, but I had finally connected with them and they were helping me with my full participation. And I broke down and cried because at the time, I really thought I had been alone. And even when I was around people, I still felt alone in my misery. And just realizing that I never was alone, that I was always supported and loved. Even when I didn't feel that way at all, it was heart-wrenching for me because I was still learning to accept that I was even worthy of such love and support. So I'm here to tell you are worthy of this love and support. It does not matter your situation. No matter what, you are still worthy of this love and support. So ask your team. Yes, you have an entire spiritual team who have your back, who are surrounding you in love and support and nudges all the freaking time. Ask them for their help. Allow them to guide and inspire you in ways that best help you. They reach out to us in so many different ways: songs, memories, dreams, TV shows, signs and synchronicities, smells, and even little lights or orbs that aren't physically there. And those are just a few ways. I'm going to walk you through a few techniques now to help as well. These will help with practice and consistency. There are so many different ways to ground. One way, especially if you're in the midst of emotional turmoil, take a step back and notice things around you. Search for five things that you can see. Take notice of the texture, the color, and the patterns. And take your time with it. Then, if you can hear five things, try to notice five different things that you can hear. Notice the pitch. Try to determine the distance and the direction that it's coming from. Then, five things that you can touch and feel with your hands or your feet or even your skin, like even noticing the clothes on your body, how they feel against your skin. Notice if it's warm, cold, smooth, rough. And then do this with your sense of smell. Can you identify the scent or where it's coming from? Is it fruity, flowery, yucky, or smoky? This shifts you out of the immediate emotion and gets the more logical part of your brain engaged. This will shift how you are feeling as well. Another way is to actually physically touch a part of nature. Hug or just touch a tree. If it's warm enough, put your bare feet on the grass or your toes in the sand. Allow the soil or the tree to take away the emotions and energies that you don't need. You will not harm Mother Nature by doing this. She is balancing and nourishing. Once you have released the emotions, you can also shift to draw in these balancing energies from Mother Earth. What she takes away, she will also help fill up with nourishment, love, and hope. If you cannot get outside, you can actually do this with your thoughts in a short meditation. I learned this and I use it often, several times a day, in fact. If you're willing to join me in this, I'm going to walk you through it. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And of course, I'm still sending energies to support this, and it will help you do this so you can do it on your own more easily. You can either close your eyes or just listen along. Visualize, imagine, or just think that you have roots growing from the bottom of your feet, and then push them down into the earth. You can visualize the roots going through the soil, the rock, the magma, all the way to the center of Mother Earth's soul. Yes, she has a soul. Once you're through all of that, visualize or sense a large, infinite river of light surrounding an iron core. Branch off a small root into this river of light and let it just stay there while you do this process. It is nourishing and full of hope. Within that core are glorious crystals, all shining with different colored energies, all wonderful. Anchor your roots within this core. It can be around one crystal or as many as you want. Then bring your attention back up to you and visualize, imagine, or just think and flow any irritations, any unhealthy emotions, frustration, negativity, anything like that, anything you don't need, anything not in your highest good, anything that isn't ready to let go. Flow it all from every single part of you down your roots and into this beautiful core. Here, it will all be changed or transmuted into positive and supporting energies. Let it go. Let it flow. Take a deep breath. Now, visualize or sense healing, calming, invigorating, and balancing energies flowing up from this core. Flow some of that river of light as well up your roots and flow it all into you from your feet all the way to your head and fill yourself up with all this goodness. You are now connected to Mother Earth and you are being replenished by her wondrous bounty. Breathe. If you close your eyes, you can go ahead and open them. You can leave your roots. You don't have to consciously bring them up or anything like that. The more that we stay grounded, the easier it is to actually do this release and practicing this daily. I do it every morning and every evening. If I feel like I'm starting to get overwhelmed by stress or other strong, unhealthy emotions, I will do it then as well to help me release them and think more logically in the moment. The more often you do it, the faster it becomes. Then, when you're done, find something fun to do, something that makes you laugh or smile, feel a little lighthearted. It can be playing a game, watching something silly, music, dancing, drawing, coloring, walking, writing, anything. Even a few minutes helps a ton. Do something like this every single day, even 5 minutes. More time when, responsibilities and adulting and all that good stuff allow. Any way that we can make even small shifts in our mood, in our thoughts, we win. We can see things a bit more clearly and focus on getting the help to heal so we can actually enjoy this life again. The storms always pass. It might seem to take forever sometimes, but they do pass. I love you. I want you to live. I want you to heal. I want you to thrive. I am here to help. I am not a medical professional. I am a life coach who has been there. And even if not through me, you have help. You are not alone. Reach out to someone. Again, call or text your local lifeline number. In the US, it is 988. There is absolutely no shame in seeking the help that you need. You are worth this fight. No matter how you feel, you are worthy of being fought for. This world needs you in it. This universe would not be the same without you. Check on your friends and loved ones. Many of us hide our despair because we don't want to be a burden on those that we care about. We hide behind smiles and jokes. We hide behind the changing of subjects. We hide behind addictions and other unhealthy coping mechanisms. If this is you, open up, ask for help. It is not a sign of weakness. It will make you even stronger. There is no shame in seeking help. I love you. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.